Quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. So you can choose what's right for you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature. Quiets their snores. Sleep Number does that. Sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening. Today on the podcast, North Carolina's redo election. You all may remember that in the aftermath of the 2018 midterms, as the Democrats were counting up their 40 seats that they took from Republicans in order to win the majority and deliver the speakership to Nancy Pelosi, there was this one race in North Carolina's 9th congressional district that the Board of Elections down there would refuse to certify because of voter fraud. There was ballot harvesting going on. It was since exposed as to what was happening there in North Carolina with early absentee ballots. And the Board of Elections was able to institute a redo election. And that is what is taking place today in the 9th congressional district. There's also an election in the 3rd congressional district in North Carolina, though that's not garnering many headlines because that's very safe Republican territory and not really contested, that special election due to a vacancy. This North Carolina redo election, Dan McCready, the Democrat, he is a moderate Democrat, put his sort of military service front and center in his biography in running this race, put healthcare front and center. And here he is in a district that Donald Trump won by 12 points in 2016. This is sort of the model of how Democrats put together the big victory that they had in 2018. This kind of a place. Go to a Trump district, put forward a moderate, maybe they have military credentials to put forward, run on healthcare, don't get consumed by the Trump noise and chaos, and bank on some Trump backlash among suburbanites and independents and see if you could get over the top. Now, McCready in that 2018 election that was fraudulent came up just short against the Republican. Well, here it is a new Republican candidate, Dan Bishop. He became famous in North Carolina political circles for being the author of the so-called bathroom bill in North Carolina dealing with transgender bathrooms. So you have Bishop versus McCready. Now, why do we care about this one congressional race on a Tuesday in September of an off year? Here's why we care. First of all, you may have noticed the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States traveled down to North Carolina yesterday, both of them there in state to try and get the base as motivated as possible to turn out and vote today. That's how important Republicans see holding on to this Republican seat. That's how important it is. Send the President and Vice President in there. That you don't do that willy-nilly. That is a huge investment of resources, time, of their most precious asset, the President of the United States, who has the unbelievable ability to connect with the base that they are looking to motivate to get out and vote. So that's how sort of all in the Trump team, the RNC, the party is on this race. On the Democratic side, of course, in a heavily Republican district, you don't see a ton of national Democratic surrogates going down there in North Carolina, though lots of the presidential candidates have raised money or tweeted support for McCready. The things that I think you can watch for tonight, I mean, there's only so much you can extrapolate, right? If the Democrats somehow win this seat in a district they have no business even competing in, that is going to send a chill down the spine of everyone at Trump campaign headquarters that the beating the Republican Party took in 2018 in the midterms is not over yet. That's not where they want to be as they're turning the corner into the president's reelection year. What they are hoping for is sort of a signal that that drubbing from Democrats is over, that was a 2018 isolated phenomenon, and that things are returning to normal and that Republicans, fear not, can win Republican districts, even with a extraordinarily well-financed Democrat with a good resume that may fit the district, even in those circumstances, they can still win their turf. Margins will matter here, right? I mean, like I said, Donald Trump won it by 12 points. If the Republican ekes this out by a point or two, I don't think you're going to have a ton of comfort in Trump campaign headquarters, though there will be a sigh of relief. A victory is a victory, and they'll be happy to hold the seat. Remember, if they lose this seat, the Republicans, their battle back to the majority becomes, you know, one seat further away that they're going to have to battle back for in 2020. As President Trump put it at his rally last night, he sees this as the first test and the first step on the way to firing Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House. That's what he told the troops of the faithful down there in North Carolina. Polls close at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. As they come in, there are four counties across this district. So Mecklenburg County is sort of the McCready base county. He won it by 10 points last year. This is Charlotte, the surrounding area, and Cumberland County is the other county, though much more competitive, where McCready edged out Harris in 2018. Union and Bladen counties, and Bladen County is where most of the ballot fraud took place. So we will look to see if there's any stink of that scandal on the Republican Dan Bishop that's running, even though he wasn't involved in that in any way whatsoever, not the Harris campaign and their handling of it. Is there any sort of stink of that hangs on him just by being the Republican nominee? But look for Bishop to run up the score big time in Union and Bladen counties, and we'll see if McCready is overperforming his own 2018 take of the vote or if he's underperforming that. I think that's a key thing to watch as the returns are coming in. You'll have an early signal perhaps as to whether or not this will be competitive. All the pre-election polling out there indicates it's a margin of error race. But again, this is a district Democrats shouldn't even have on their wish list. It is only because of Donald Trump's handling of himself in the office and the pushing away of independent voters, of suburbanites, that makes this even an opportunity with the right kind of Democrat like McCready to make it competitive. And that is the other big lesson here. Watch the suburbs. Watch that. That it is going to be fascinating to see if Donald Trump is bringing any of that back into his fold. You hear me say on this podcast all the time, I am constantly looking for where Donald Trump is trying to broaden his current reach. And it is very difficult to find that electorally, politically, day to day in the Trump administration. It is such a committed strategy to relying on just driving Republican turnout in base areas so high that whatever erosion exists in the suburbs or in the Democratic areas of any given district or state, that the overwhelming Republican turnout will bring Donald Trump to the promised land. That is what we're sort of looking for tonight. And this will be a test case about whether or not politically, in terms of the political environment, you know, is this district in North Carolina still in the mood of a Trump backlash, or are they turning the corner and reverting to form is, I think, the big question tonight. And no doubt both sides will be in spin mode as soon as the results are known. You can watch the results come in on CNN.com. Tune into CNN Television. We'll have live analysis throughout the night. And we will see what lessons are learned when you join us here tomorrow. That does it for this edition of The Daily DC. Thank you all so much for listening. Hope you'll tune in again right here tomorrow.